Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Nance Shatskin. She's the founder of Shatskin Systems, who's going to be providing us with an update regarding her work with Bronx Rio, as well as discussing how she will be participating in the Rosetta Health Community Booth at HIMSS 2019. And Nance, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and hear your voice. And per the usual, like we always do on these podcasts, let's start at the top. And if you don't mind, please remind our listeners about Shatskin Systems and the services that you offer for HIE.
Sure. Shatskin Systems is a consulting firm that specializes at the intersection of technology and operations. So for, dare I say, 20 years now, we've been working with various clients to help them maximize the benefit that they get from their technology and information system. And we were there when the idea of health exchange started to be materialized into real organizations that were actually sharing data. And so myself and others in my organization have been lucky enough to really be involved in this process and in the building of this, I guess I'd ultimately call it an industry, since its inception. So we will do almost anything that helps an organization use their computer systems more effectively. Before health information exchange, we did a lot of work in the credentialing area, in provider billing, in the implementation of electronic medical records. And since the advent of health information exchange, we've been very, very much involved in helping to mature this work.
That's great. That's great. Appreciate that rundown there, Nance. And if you don't mind, tell us about how things are going with Bronx Rio. Any updates with your work with that organization?
Oh, yeah. Working with the Bronx Rio, it's really both a pleasure and a great opportunity for us. We actually operate as the technical or IT department of the Bronx Rio, even though we are Shatskin Systems and not Bronx Rio employees. I operate as the consulting CIO, and my daughter Keila operates as their director of technical services. And so the Bronx Rio is having a great time. 2019 is going to be really quite wonderful, I think. We are adding dozens of new data sources, partly as a result of the state mandate that entities join a health information exchange. So that's given a little push to the clinical organizations so that we are getting greater cooperation at working with us to bring the data in. And we've continued to develop easier methods for making sure that we can bring that data in and bring it in effectively, creating hubs with some EMRs, being able to standardize the way we bring in other EMRs so that even though each one of them is a direct connection, we're able to do them more quickly than we were, say, a year or two ago. And the Bronx Rio has stood apart from others in New York State for some time because we've been much more involved in data analytics than everybody else. That was largely due to a CMS grant that the Rio was awarded, goodness, 4 or 5 years ago now, that allowed us to really concentrate on analytics when other HIEs were just not really thinking yet about anything beyond the piping to get all the data moving around. So we actually have a team of analysts who are working to help our members improve their performance against various quality measures. We're doing a lot of work in the building of what we coin intervention lists, which are targeted lists of patients with whom the organization should interact in order to improve something. Maybe it's to get that patient to have a certain test that they haven't had. Maybe it's to make sure that patient gets back for a follow-up appointment. But various things in those veins. And our work with those intervention lists, I think, has really excited our membership. And as they are working hard to address various quality improvement practices that they want to advance, the Rio is being a real partner with them in achieving those goals. And so that's very exciting because being able to be more engaged in our member organization operations, for me, is just right up my alley. That's where I like to be. And so the Rio is doing quite a lot of that work, and I think we're going to have a very interesting 2019.
That's great. Wow, a lot of great stuff going on there, Nance. Thanks for that rundown there. And I'm just going to pivot a little bit, and I think I always ask you this question, and I always love this one. And this is, what is your take overall when it comes to the state of health data exchange in the HIE sector?
Yeah, so I guess we're not really toddlers anymore, and maybe we are advancing to be adolescents. But I'd say that we're still pretty nascent and have quite a way to go. I'm sadly disappointed with the federal mandate to work around, and New York State, which New York State specifically has adopted, the mandate to work with CCDs. And I keep saying that I'm going to find the time to write an article about why CCDs should be removed from our vocabulary and our technology. But it's mandated, and therefore we're doing it. The problem, of course, is that at the moment, the state of health information exchange is being made to rest on the state of continuity of care document generation. And that is in its infancy at very best, if not still sort of a fetus. And so that's a big disappointment for me and a big frustration. On the positive side, I think that more and more of the HIE community has moved to the point or graduated to the point where they understand the criticality of data quality and data normalization. And I think that those are two different things, because it's relatively simple for us to normalize data. It's another thing for us to know whether the quality of that data is really up to snuff. And that requires that each HIE be a little more engaged in the actual workflow and operations in order to be able to have confidence in the quality of the data that's being captured and forwarded to the HIE. And then that becomes a whole other problem with CCDs, because the ways in which that data can be represented in continuity of care documents is very limited and widely variable, so that you've seen one CCD, you've seen one CCD. Now, we used to say that about HL7 V2 messages, but over the decades of our working in that medium of exchange, we got to a place where it wasn't, you've seen one, you've seen one. There was standardization. There was reliability that an ADT message from three different sites would be largely the same for processing. That's just not the case with CCDs yet, and it's going to be a long time, I think, before we get there. So I'm optimistic. I'm frustrated. I'm busy. I think that's what it boils down to.
That's great. Yeah, it sounds like, yes, it's a mixed bag of things overall, but I appreciate those candid insights. You always offer really, really colorful and candid insights, which is awesome. Really appreciate that. And the next question is probably super easy for you, but once again, you're going to be participating in the Rosetta Health Community booth at HIMSS 2019, which is awesome. And
We're excited about it. We're very excited about it, and mostly for the opportunity to interact with as many people as possible who are also engaged in this work, both to learn about people who have figured things out that we haven't figured out and to hear other perspectives on various of the issues that I've touched on already today and others that we haven't talked about, because that input is obviously critically important to me and to us to being able to stay really at the top of our game, which is then being able to assist others. So, you know, there's a small interest in finding another client for Shatskin Systems. I think we're always glad to do that. We like that. We're not interested in growing terribly fast because we're a small organization and it takes us a long time to raise people up in our organization to be able to expand our size. But we do have a little bandwidth, and so we're interested in looking to see if we can meet an HIE somewhere else in the country that'll help introduce us to more and different challenges around continuing to advance the work of health information exchange.
That's great. Appreciate those insights. You know, Nancy,
I'll just add that there's nothing wrong with hanging out with the friends and colleagues who are going to be with us in the Rosetta booth, not only the Rosetta team, but also our friends from San Antonio. So That's a little bit of a motivator, I must admit.
That's great. Yes, it is. I hung out with the Rosetta Health community booth last year as well. And you're right, it is a wonderful group of people, very smart and great people to be around. So that's a great little ending to that question there. And Nance, you know, as always, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Well, probably not. But given the opportunity, I'll just reiterate that I think progress is made because we share and exchange information among those people who are in the niche that have a deep interest in this subject matter. I certainly know from my family gatherings that not everybody is as interested as I am. And so I think it's important to spend time with the other professionals who are our colleagues. And I think that I look forward to people coming to talk to me about things that they find knots too difficult to untie or things that don't make sense, that seem counterintuitive, so that we can kick those around and see if we can improve everybody's understanding and ultimately improve the work that we all do.
Oh, that's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Nance Schatzkin, the founder of Schatzkin System, who provided us with an update regarding her work with Bronx Rio, shared her candid insights into the state of health data exchange today, and also talked about why she's participating in the Rosetta Health community booth at HIMSS 2019. And Nance, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Very glad to talk to you, Matt. Hope I'm going to see you at the conference.
Yes, definitely.